the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, lots of coverage in the newspapers about the death of boxer George Foreman, and what a fascinating life he had. He was, of course, known as one of the great second acts in sports, who reclaimed the heavyweight boxing title at age 45. Growing up poor in the segregated US South, Foreman dropped out of junior high school and used his size and fists in street robberies. The Job Corps, part of President Lyndon B. Johnson's Great Society reforms, rescued me from the gutter, Foreman once said, and changed things for him very dramatically. As well as boxing, he was also known for business. His comeback and the fortune he made selling fat-wicking electric cooking grills made him an icon of self-improvement and success. In 1999, Salton Inc. paid Foreman and his partners $137 million to put his name on the grill and other goods. He got 75% of the payout, and he also endorsed mufflers, fried chicken and chips. With a big smile, he plugged the George Foreman grill with the line, "It's a knockout." He had five sons, all named George, and seven daughters, one called Georgetta. He certainly was a knockout. Well, since President Donald Trump took office in January this year, his administration has taken a very different view on education. As well as signing an order dismantling the US Education Department, the government has been slashing funding for many different research projects and universities. The cuts are causing huge uncertainty among US academics, and some are looking at leaving the United States to continue their research in Europe. So could this be a gain for Europe? Will Ireland be in a position to poach some high calibre talent? Joining me now to discuss this is Professor Ursula Kilkelly, who is Vice President of Global Engagement with UCC. Ursula, you're very welcome. You've just returned from the US. Among the sort of academic community, what's the mood or the atmosphere like there?
Well, good morning. It was really one of great concern, I think, and uncertainty from my academic colleagues. And to put it in context, I mean, these are many of the world's leading universities in the United States. They're powerhouses of scientific discovery and innovation. They're very well resourced and through funding programs from the federal agencies and obviously from their own resource base. And so what they're facing is a denigration, I suppose, of that environment, the research environment that has allowed them and their universities and us all to thrive. And so it's a hugely uncertain time, and I think there's a lot of concern about the future of the universities more generally, but also about the research that they're all doing, and which is so critical for social development.
How are the universities themselves responding?
Well, I think there's a certain amount of paralysis at the moment as they're waiting to see what the impact of all of this will be. I think the latest news from Columbia, I think, is going to send a chill down the spine of many in terms of how they have yielded to Trump demands in the face of a $400 million funding cut. But I think the tactical issues as to whether they take on the Trump administration and litigation, extremely costly, of course, and very uncertain as well. But also whether they will hunker down and hope to ride it out, or whether then thirdly they maybe try and influence politically behind the scenes. But it's a very uncertain time, needless to say.
And among the sort of top end academics, the very elite people in their own field globally, and many of them would be in the United States, I was reading there that the likes of Cambridge University is now eyeing a possible opportunity of attracting some of those to the likes of Cambridge in the UK. Do you think that many will look at moving themselves, lock, stock and barrel, and the research that they're doing to Europe? And is that an opportunity for Ireland?
Well, I think it's a huge opportunity for us to think, first of all, about our own investment in research, our own competitiveness, so perhaps replacing some of the lost research funds that are there in climate science and AI, sort of democratic studies and so on, you know, replacing those PhD programs
And are they the main areas, Ursula? Sorry, are they the main areas where the funding is cut, the likes of climate change science?
And health.
And health.
Climate and health would be the two most significant ones. Particularly concerning is the research on the disparities in health, and so really socially important research programmes, as well as those that impact on global disease, on medical developments and so on. But climate also is hugely important. And I think then the impact of the Trump administration's response to equity, diversity and inclusion programs impacting on research also, the kind of research people are able to do in these fields is also being influenced. But to go back to your question about the opportunity, I think in addition to the need to invest in these research areas more heavily, more generally, I think there's a real opportunity for Ireland to think about our investment in a research professorship programme, for instance, perhaps attracting either short-term or longer-term academics to Irish universities to become part of our already large research programmes in these areas.
And I suppose it
really isn't. enrich the ecosystem here, I think.
Yeah, it isn't just about the absolute top elite in the world in their fields. I mean, there are also probably academics who are in the middle of a PhD and they might find that the funding is no longer there. I mean, there might be an opportunity for the likes of Ireland with the right investment to try and attract those people here.
I'd certainly think that the PhD programme is important, not just because of those who are in PhDs at the moment. There are those who are facing the uncertainty of funding who want to do PhDs. And so then, and PhDs are the pipeline to the future talent in the areas we're talking about. So it's a hugely important sort of lifeline to keep going into the research excellence.
And I think, some of those academics may well be Irish, and they might be about getting them to come back to Ireland from the US.
Absolutely. And I think there's such a strong relationship between Ireland's universities and our counterparts in the United States that the opportunity is there to deepen those ties. That's something I heard a lot about when I was in the US in the last couple of weeks, really looking to make sure that those opportunities are mutually beneficial and that they coalesce around our own research priorities too, of course. And so I think there's a really important opportunity for that investment to come from Research Ireland, from our government departments in these areas, addressing competitiveness, but also research development. And I would also say for Europe, Richard, as well, that the potential for Horizon Europe to expand much more in this direction, I think, is also there. And I think it's something that's been really proactively explored by Europe.
OK, well, we'll see how it plays out. Professor Ursula Kilkelly, Vice President of Global Engagement at UCC, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.